I would like to say one word concerning what you've been listening to from our brother Jim Smith. Amen. And may we all take it to heart. But we're not all Jim Smith. And we're not Arnold Adams, all Arnold Adams, thank the Lord. It's one of the majestic things about God's assembly and the order and potential that there is in God's assembly. You don't have to listen to one man every week. And when he's said everything he's got to say, drained himself, then I got to find another man. It's a marvelous thing, Christian, to be in an assembly of God as we appreciate them today. I'm different. What does a preacher do when he's reading his Bible and something impresses him, an expression impresses him, grabs him? Oh, that's good. Christian, read your Bible. Read your Bible. Dear young Christians, the devil do anything he possibly can. He's got a big arsenal of things to keep you from reading your Bible. Well, preachers have to read their Bible too. And I came across just in recent few weeks, if that much, I came across an expression that kind of grabbed me, eh? Impressed itself upon me anyway. And I said, my. And then, as is common, you look around for something else similar. You look like around for another expression like that. Another one of the same kind or the same character. And I did. And I discovered that there's all kinds of them. When I realized what I had gotten. So, as most brethren who love their Bible do, I went and got picked up Mr. Vine's dictionary of New Testament words, see what he said about it. And got my first shock. He didn't say a word about it. And I thought I had enough to make a little sermon on it. And I was kind of enjoying it myself. And I thought to myself, now, surely I can make, you know, being a preacher, you think like this way. I can make a message out of this. He didn't say a word about it. He didn't help me at all. Shock number one. Then I got my little interlinear Greek Testament. Well, there'd be something here. In fact, I read the foreword and the introduction to my Greek just yesterday, the day before. Not a word about what I'm so interested in. In fact, to make it worse, the expression that I found that I'm so happy about, it isn't even in the Greek text. No, I'm in real trouble. If you don't believe me, you just ask these brethren behind me. And here I am, got something that's impressed me, and I found more than one. In fact, I found a few. I can't get any help on it. So what do you do then? Well, I begin to realize, How come it's not in the Greek interlinear Testament at all? I'll go and see what Mr. Darby says about it. So I picked up Mr. Darby's translation. Doesn't even include it. What I'm enjoying doesn't even include it in his Bible. So? So what do you do next? Well, I began to realize, now, thank the Lord, and I don't think I'd ever, this ever dawned on me if I hadn't had some experience like Brother David Alps here in another language, and I don't know if any of these other brethren have another language, that's okay. But I looked in my Spanish Bible, nothing. But then, having had to do some translations in another language, Spanish, of course, I began to realize that there's more than just a literal translation, word for word, of what the quote-unquote original text has. You see, the Latin languages have a feel about them that our cold, callous, calculating English doesn't have. Ask Brother David. There's a warmth in some in these languages. I just love the Spanish language. I don't know why the Lord took me out of it, but he doesn't do what I want. He just goes his own way. And why dost thou strive against him? For he giveth not account of any of his matters. That's Job 33, if you want to look it up. But I said this. I'm beginning to see now. We've got something. Now, Christian, young Christian, I'm telling you this for your encouragement. Don't go to your Greek Testament. It's not there. Don't go to Mr. Vine. He doesn't say a word about it. But we have something in our English translation here, your King James Version, and hang on to it, eh? Hang on to your King James Version and read it. There's a beauty about it. There's a value in it. There's something about it that other versions you won't even get. So, okay, come out with it. What is it? Well, turn to Matthew 26. Matthew chapter 26, and down the chapter, we're in the Garden of Eden, the Garden of Gethsemane. Verse 36, then cometh Jesus with him unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little further, and fell on his face, and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. O my Father. Back up a few chapters. Chapter 23. Chapter 23. Down the chapter again. Just verse 37. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Back up a few more chapters, Matthew, chapter 11. Verse 25. Matthew 11:25. At that time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. Okay, you got it, eh? You know, don't take these O's away from me, Christian. It infuses an intensity into our language. The Lord Jesus there on his face, sorrowing even unto death. Oh, my Father, if it be possible. You know as well as I do, these O's are throughout your Bible. Think of David when he heard that Absalom, that wicked son of his, was dead. Oh, Absalom, my son, would God I had died for thee. Oh, Absalom, my son. We come out with it in joy and in pain, in distress, in anguish. Oh, don't we? And I would just say simply, that O in our Bibles says something that can't be said, right? It says something that can't be said. But when it comes before the words of the Lord Jesus, to me, it helps me to appreciate the awful depths. As I say, that O gives an intensity, it infuses an intensity to the statement that follows. Other languages don't have that. I'm glad we do. How many times do brethren pray and they say, oh God, the psalmist said it. Do you know that in Psalm 119, 21 times, in the one Psalm 119, 21 times the psalmist says, oh Lord, can you get a feel of it? Eh? I like the verse, oh God, thou art my God. Isn't this something to be able to look up to heaven and say, oh God, oh my Father, oh God. Of course, thinking about this a little bit, I'm just going to leave it with you. But here's something for you. I went to your Believer's Hymn Book. There are 61 hymns in your Believer's Hymn Book that begin with, oh. And we love them. Oh, blessed God, how kind are all thy ways to me. Oh, our Savior crucified. What would we do with that oh? Oh, our Savior. There are 178 verses in your Believer's Hymn Book that begin with, oh. And there's from 200 to 300 other O's in your Believer's Hymn Book. So, I keep my interlinear Greek text handy. But do you just get the idea that I'm trying to leave with you, Christian? That sensitivity, that feeling that we sense when we see the Lord Jesus on his face, when you see him looking over that city of Jerusalem. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often I would have gathered thy children together as a chicken gathers its brood under wings, and ye would not, O whole Jerusalem. How is can you say it? How is can we say it? Christian, you and I have got a lot to thank God for. And sometimes we don't know what to say. Language fails us in grief, an accident, horror makes inroads into our little lives. And we just say, oh, does God hear? Our blessed God hears. And there's one who makes intercession for us with groanings. There you have it. With groanings that cannot be uttered. Whatever you do, Christian, when you come to your God, and when you sing your hymns, and when you read your Bible, get a feeling of that intensity when the Spirit of God has given us this all in so many places. God bless you.